Welcome to Make Sense, a blog where we make science simple. Today's topic is prosthetic limbs, which are artificial devices that replace missing body parts. Stephanie Alexander is an expert on prosthetics and explained to us how they work and how they can change the lives of amputees. According to Alexander, tens of thousands of people nationwide have some sort of artificial body part, whether it be lab-grown organs, limbs, phalanges, or feet. While imagining life without one of our limbs may be difficult, it's a reality that many people have to overcome. Prosthesis can help people cope with the loss of an essential body part. Alexander urges us to think of a prosthetic limb as a detachable mechanic extension of yourself. Prosthetics are often made from lightweight metals like titanium for legs and carbon fiber casting for arms. People who have lost body parts in car accidents, in the line of duty, or as a result of illness often use prosthetics to help regain their full mobility. While we may take simple physical actions for granted, Alexander notes that a lot goes into picking up a cup or even walking. Alexander also explains that prosthetics work by hardwiring artificial muscle tendons through our brains and connecting them to certain muscles and ligaments. In this way, neurons can determine how hard or how soft to grab something such as a coffee mug compared to your loved one's hand at the appropriate pressure. Prosthetics bridge the gap between injury and accessibility by allowing amputees to do everyday activities that they would otherwise have trouble doing or not be able to do at all. Every day, there are more scientific advancements in prosthesis. Time can only tell what future improvements and accommodations will be made in the lives of amputees.